guys, oh my god, oh my freaking god. See, the turn off was massive. I can't believe that. You see, I don't know, first of September just felt like, Benita, I'm here for you. Like, it just came in everywhere. It came in everywhere. So, like, guys, so I finally dropped a new an episode. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. So I dropped an episode last week and it was really amazing. The turnout was amazing. I got a lot of reviews. All this was lit. It was nice. It was educative. It was inspiring. It was motivating. We'll see everything. I truly appreciate them all. So guys, this is a new episode. I don't want to use brand new, yeah, because like it's not actually brand new yet, but like it's brand new. I don't know. See, new brand. Everything shall be new. So actually like this one's like bring up random things. Yeah, I want to bring up random things. So like first and foremost is actually the idea that I have to like give thumbs up to people. I think one of the responses I got that actually like got me was the fact that someone said that the podcast motivated them, and that really touched me, because if there's anything I drive at in any of my episodes, it's the fact that I want my podcast to be as a source of inspiration to others. I think the idea when I talked about pressure really drove them into listening to it, and you know, it's so nice hearing that from that person. Thank you so much for that comment. I really, really, really enjoyed it. I really liked it, actually. So, secondly, I would like to talk about the idea of what people think podcasting is. Because I think I've realized whenever you tell people that, I have a podcast. Or whenever I tell people, rather, that I have a podcast, they are more like, oh, Kilo Tunje podcast. I know, right? Like, all my Yoruba people, they always make it seem like extra. Do you get me? So, like, I like to introduce what a podcast to me. I would define it as a mini radio station, yeah? So, it's like, you know, Ghana does this where we had these radio stations. They're just like, you know, Ghana does this. They were like the top wave then. Like, people always listen to the radio. Even till now. In fact, that's what even brought me. That's what even gave me the idea and inspiration that, oh, I have this thing in me. Like, I always, you know, when then, because my dad had this like big radio station, yeah, and like, sorry, I say radio station, like this big radio rather, and I would just, when I'm doing my assignments, because you know, no phone, when I'm doing my assignment, it grew with me right from, I think, as early as 7 till like I finished. I knew that, oh, and I love talking. So I love talking. I love communicating. I like listening to updates, like trends. Do you understand me? Anywhere, I like listening to gist. And I loved music. I always love music. And I will forever love music. So yes, guys. So like, it's just like a mini radio station that people listen to. It's cool. You could listen to it anywhere as long as it's something. And I find podcasts, actually, lately, I find them more educative. Because many of us, how do I put it? Many of us don't really have time, yeah? But like, most of the few minutes we have, we try to learn new things. And I feel like every human being learns new things every day. So, I think I have top three podcasts I listen to. There's this one by a South African lady. I can't even remember, but it's Elevate With. Ah, Jesus, I cannot pronounce the name. Ishasha is a very, very educative podcast, this thing. And I also listen to audiobooks too. I also have a lot. See, I'll share my links if you need me to share them to you. So yes, going to the main idea. Yeah, so lately, after some time, people have gradually introduced the idea of video podcast. So video podcast is when you're like trying to make a video out of the podcast you're making. So, and you know, we have the likes of, we have this Off Air with Suze and Gwemio. I truly and sincerely love them. I really love them. Being for the fact that I always listen to Gwemio and Suze. Then, like, when she was still in the house, that's Gwemio. I listened to Beat FM, like, back to back. Even on my tunnels of it. But, like, what am I trying to say is that all these people introduced the idea of what video podcast is all about. And we also have I Said What I Said. We also have Frankly Speaking. We also have what else? I think I'm missing one important one. Yes. So lately, yes, it was a Twitter trend one time that I think last week, yeah, that the whole Susan Project Ultra. Okay, because what happened was last week I saw a trend saying, I'm not even like a trend per se, but like Susan posted it up there and said she's trying to come out, but she wants to do her own podcast, her own video podcast, Surviving Lagos. Oh wow, I found it very, very intriguing. Something like, wow, Madu, this is very nice, I can't wait. Being that I know her from the gang, and aside even that, the Johnsons, everybody knows her from there. So like, it was all interesting, it was all right though, only for me to now hear another gist the next day. I said, Kinon Sun So. You see this word there, avoid Twitter, I'm telling people. If you know your heart, small, small, it used to, you know, fall, like, it to break, any spot it to break. Please, just avoid that space. It can be a bit toxic, only except you know your heart, like, handle your way around that place, yeah. So, she posted it, and I was all cheers, and all. And all of a sudden, it's more like, Omo, wait till they saw for. Do you get me? I think there was this gist she had with a friend coming out to say she's owing him she's owing him some particular amount on XR and blah 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 blah. The story went from there. He posted the chat, and I'm like, this wasn't even necessary, because I don't know, true to God, if you guys have read the chat, or you saw the tweet or whatever it's called, you guys will know that this is was already looking like from the guy's fault. Because number one, he brought in familiarity to the business. I feel like it was not even, it's something that, and secondly, like, he knows for the whole gesture vibe I got between the both of them, it all seemed like, oh, they know themselves well. Do you get me? Not like well, but like they know themselves, like, to an extent. Do you get me? So it's something like, oh, off hair, like offline rather, like, oh, how far, you're owing me this money, guy, how far, pay my money. Even if she doesn't answer, go to her house, like, for real, it's not something that should now come online. And it being for the fact that she had paid her payment for that phone, she now came online to say that, okay, like, mama, pay me my remaining money. I feel like it was not really necessary, like, although he got what he wanted there, but he has kind of, like, lost something there, because it's not necessary. It could have, it's something that you can have do, like, you can do offline. Like, there's a way you business people do it, especially if it's phone. Like, phone is something that the money is much now, so you don't joke with it, like, at all. Anyways, speaking on that, so she has a new podcast, a video podcast, Danny. So you guys can, I don't know, but don't leave my podcast channel. I just got a big, it means I'm going there someday, I'm going there. Okay, so secondly, we have the whole gist. The whole gist is about the whole Big Brother thing, and it being for the fact that I think I was watching the whole Bella and Shaq's dinner date. Oh well, this podcast is no bad vibes, yeah, but like, we're going to definitely speak the truth. I don't know who will agree with me, but if you don't agree with me, it's fine, it's your opinion. But like, that relationship, make it make sense, make your relationship make sense. Don't make it seem like, you know, that it's one person that is doing everything, one person you are doing everything, and you are just trying to keep her saying, my baby's right. When meanwhile, in your own heart, like, you're not really comfortable with whatever is going on. Do you get me? I think I was watching one clip, and she was like, Bella was, oh shit, I said the name. But she was like, is it because I don't see anything or something like that? Am I a mumu or something? Like, girl, Girl, do they need to spell it out for you? Like, anyway, Sha, you see this thing called love? I just repeat anybody with the entire cause that fire. last. Then let me start singing it for you. But, like, that's just actually how it all is, like, to me. I don't see anything. I feel like these housemates, if they leave the house, funny how maybe the people we never really thought in head, I mean, we mind rather, would actually even be the ones that would now couple after the house. But, like, what I see here, I feel like it's all strategy. Like, everybody's just trying to play strategy with the whole I love you, she and all. And it's gonna fuck people hearts, man. And the way Danielle, oh my god, Daniela, thumbs up. That's a babe. Words unsaid. Okay, guys, okay. So I actually planned, like, something came up my head here, and I was like, see, I have to put this in my episode. I really do have to put this in my episode. So yeah, I want to talk about, like, I remember speaking on all this old relationship stuff, and I was like, let me even gist some people about some things, because it seems some people don't know that I've been through a lot. Okay, so I don't know if this is gonna have a part two or part one, but let me just stop at where I can stop, and then we'll see where it goes. So yeah, I remember a time. I want to talk about the idea of all the old sneaky link, or what the old all these god demo. Hey God, it's not only sneaky link. Hey God, second wife. I mean, is it second wife? Anyway, it's just more like how I got to realize that I was a sneaky link for someone. Like, fuck, like, who does that? You know who I am? Yes, I know many people, when they see my Twitter, I'm always saying I rep the Single Woman Association. And I don't know, I've not dropped my title. No. I still claim it, yeah. I'm the principal in fats. And it's actually, some people say, oh, because you're heartbroken, because in the past, I feel like, see, being single, it's stress, like, no stress, like, at all. You're just a chop life. You see, they don't even talk calm. I don't want, make I just deal like machala. Do you get me? So, yeah, that was actually the idea. And anyone with people think, let them think, because I don't even have time to even come and be carrying something that is bigger than my head. I beg. My head is big enough. So, yeah. I think it all happened like this. So, that's how my breakup. And it was very, very ugly one. And after it, so this person, I had this person as a friend, yeah. So, I was like, oh, no, that's cool. Like, I was enjoying the vibe. Although, we used to talk even during our disembowel. Like, I was loyal, like, yeah. So, but, like, it's just more like that. So after a while, after I broke up, like, okay, well, let's hang out something, yeah. So it's all cool though. Yeah, I accepted it. So yeah, now hang out, Abby. Maybe they go now, no problem. Hang out one day was there. It looked like in my head, I was like, what are we? She tell me what are we? And I'm like, I know, guy, alpha now. Because you know when you know somebody already, like, you know the person to a certain extent, yeah, and you're like, okay, now how far now, like, am I expecting some questions? But like, you're still trying to keep this whole calm girl vibes, you know, don't rush it, and you're still trying to play your head like, malo, don't think too far with this person, yeah, exactly. So I was just more like that, and it was just like that, actually. Then the second time, let's hang out. Okay, no problem. To tell you, say, But anyway, I don't know if it's gonna do this. All things passed away. And all things become, yeah, before I lost my soul. Exactly. So it's more like I would go, he would call, he'd say, help me do this, I'll do this. You know, I was just basically doing that. I'm telling you guys, love is crazy. Fucking crazy. When it catch you like this, it'll catch you like this. It'll hold your truth. So it's just more like that, yeah. And then after a while, we're like always talking, always calling. But then I asked, like, Yara is that, I said, what do you mean funny? Like, like, bro, bro, how far, bro, bro. And then it was like, anytime you call, I'll go, call, I'll go. And it wasn't really like doing the same. It was already looking like that. The only way he could show something was just by calling. But it was actually okay. Like, Alpha, have you eaten? And the rest. Have you eaten? And the rest. Okay, no problem now. It's cool. Very, very cool. But like, it was already seeming one-sided. Like, the sacrifice, not like really sacrifice, but like the whole showing up. I mean, I'm a very stubborn person. I'm very, very stubborn. I'm sorry. I'm stubborn, but that makes me cute though. So the person just like always call, and even if I'm stubborn sometimes, I'll see gossip. What you understand, right? Anyways, only for like few days later or so. No, like, okay, so a month, yeah, there was a particular month I didn't even like talk to this person at all. I didn't call this person at all. I didn't message this person at all. I just was like off. Do you understand me? And I'm good with that. Sorry, guys. So yeah, I was off with this person, and I just said, okay, well, let me just see how things are going, Sha. Because I think I was totally off. Like, I was offline. Yeah, I think I even released something like that on my podcast. I was offline, I think the month April or so. So I was offline and I didn't even like come online. So probably this person thought I was ghosting this person, yeah. And literally in my head, I wasn't. Do you get me? So I wasn't ghosting this person. We're not just talking after a while. That was when I came back online. We're not just talking. Only for me to come online. Like, this was just a month though. Guys, this was a month. A month, and I got this kind of reaction. A month, and I came online and I'm like, hi. You know how we send our good morning message, we put a lot of like, why, I don't know, I just started learning that thing, eh? And now I think I'm just good in it. I was like hi, and then the person was like, ah, you're not online, why, what's up? I'm good, nothing's up, I just did. Okay, so am I expecting something? Like, how far, bro, now? And then he's like, okay, fine. And then the next minute, I could just see, check his status. You understand? Like, normal random checking status I do. And I was just like, seeing pictures. Ha! Sweet! Nice one. Although, I kind of knew like the person past relationship and the rest. I actually had an idea that this person might have moved on, like, because he came to me saying he was single. Exactly, he was single was what me I heard, though, listeners. So I followed the trend and I was like, okay, right, no problem now. So believing that I was free. Let me tell you, let me stop there. So anyway, guys, let me stop there. I'm going to continue this episode the next week. I hope you guys enjoyed this story. And if you want to hear what happened next, you guys should, don't forget to follow this podcast on your Apple Podcast, on your Breaker, Anchor, everywhere. Follow it, like it, and give me your reviews. And if you have any ads you wish to display, let me know. Send me a DM. Don't call me, send me a DM, tell me where you're messaging me from, and I'll let you know what next we need to do. Yes, so thank you so much for listening. I hope you all really enjoyed this episode. I can't wait to gist you all about the, you know, the later story next week. Yeah, correct, same channel, same name, loud it. And what else again? yes, same loudness, please. That one is emphatic. Yes, same loudness, same place, and same time, same weekend, at the same week rather, or every Thursday. Yes, thank you so much for listening. I mean, your one and only noisemaker. Hey, I'm back again. This time I'm here to fully announce that, guys, just one question. I'm sorry, before I go to the announcement, but why haven't you downloaded your Carry app? No, but why are you trying to tell me you don't have a card? Oh my god, you don't have a Carry card. You guys are missing out though. You're missing out now. News flash. They just said that if you want to become a Tapis agent, you don't even stress yourself. Just come to me. Do you know what, like Tapis, like if you're a POS agent and you want to like include Carry Tapis into your business, like just like the same POS thing, but this one like for card and for the BRT and everything, like boss. Just let me know now. Or if you don't even know what opportunities Carry has for you or what Carry can offer, let me know. See, I'm trying to break down my English because I know that there are some listeners, even I got to realize that I have listeners even outside. So, but like, guys, now how far now? Let's talk Carry, guys. Let's talk Carry. So, guys, like usual, or as usually said, you can use your Carry card to pay for any transaction that is involved in. With your Carry card, most people use it to pay for BRT buses, can use it to pay for food. If in the supermarket that you want to buy something and they use Carry card there, and they have the POS, just, you know, tap it in. Fast. And you can use your Carry app to also, you know, charter bus, get airtime. Just download it. You'll see everything there, my guy. You'll see everything there. So, guys, what are you waiting for? Kindly do download your Carry app and your Carry card. Get your Carry card, rather, today. Don't waste time, oh. Don't waste time. So, guys, do that and love you. Bye.